Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Vegas will set the line. One host will get it wrong.
This race is done. Ring the bell.
The other will get it more wrong.
Ah, that's dumb. Dumb, Chuck. Dumb, 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 dumb.
It's Chuck and Chernoff's Over Under.
The Fault is brought to you by... All right, we'll get on that. Sponsor to be named later. Let's find Brandon Joseph as we crack open the vault.
Matt, I see you. Where's Chuck? Did he join the locker room?
Well, no, he's off in the day. You can't see him. He's way off in the distance like Sandy Springs.
Oh, I thought he left you for the morning shift.
At some
Brandon!
Point...
Brandon!
There's Chuck.
Chuck, where are you?
Oh, hey. All right.
BJ, when was the last time we got you out of the vault? Did we do like a Hawks midseason?
I think it was the Hawks, and they were destined to make the NBA Finals. How's that going?
Or the play-in, one or the other. So the way this works for you new listeners is every dumb sports talk show makes predictions because we're dumb and lazy. But in this case, we're dumb enough and just lazy enough to bring it back midseason to see how our progress is going. And then after the season, to show you how little we actually know about these teams, in this case, the Braves. Brandon Joseph has the numbers.
I do, and we're going to do something a little bit different this year.
Okay.
We're throwing in a couple of parlays.
Ooh, fun. Yeah. Matt likes parlays. So BJ's got the numbers. These are based on some Vegas numbers we found or just tweaking them as we go along. Let's start here. We'll keep a running track and then check in again around the All-Star break.
So we're going to start it off with one of these new dangfangle parlays, and we're going to do it with Ronald Acuna Jr. Mm-hmm. His home runs and stolen bases combined this season. We're going to set that line at 66.5. Last year, 15 home runs, 29 stolen bases for Ronald Acuna Jr.
I'm going to start by telling you I care about you.
Yeah, that's an exotic.
It's a bad number. It's low.
Yeah.
You're not doing yourself justice with the value there, and that's fine. I'll take the easy dub. I'm doing the math in my head quickly on 36 home runs and 38 stolen bases. I get to 74 without much trying. Now, there's always the caveat of health, but I will hope that Ronald plays the 150-plus games. This is an easy 1-0 start for Matt. Go over.
Major League Baseball has never been in a more talented era, I believe, individually. I think he's in the top five of that window when he is healthy and cutting loose, and I think that's an over. In fact, I think a better bet would be what day of the season. I'll say like September 13th he goes over.
Okay, I will. I'll top that. I'll go September 9th.
Wow. All right.
BJ,
well, we both agree that that's a bad
number. Yeah, I'm going to hope, BJ, these numbers, you put a little more work into some of the numbers.
You know, we'll review this midseason, and when my numbers are spot on, you won't give me credit, because that's how you work.
Defensive.
Mike Harris II, we're going to parlay his numbers. Home runs and stolen bases, 49.5. BJ. Last year, 19 home runs, 20 stolen bases.
Honestly, are you trying? Like, do you want to start over? Because we can, let's take this from the top again. 3, 2... Like, I mean, honestly, 40 what?
49.5.
Michael Harris, 25 home runs. Michael Harris, 36 stolen bases.
It's over, man.
Easy over. Like
September 10th.
I don't know what. I really thought we were going to be challenged in this. Over, easy. Easy over.
You going to give a date, too, just so we can prove that you're wrong?
September 17th, if that makes you feel better, if that's what you need.
Okay. Well, we're going to go into Austin Riley and Matt Olson, some individuals, before we get to their parlay.
Hey. Do you want me to help set these numbers for you next time just so we have better?
No, disrespect.
No, I'm good. I'm not going to. I've seen your NCAA bets, and Chuck lost to a sea lion.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're going to set the line for Austin Riley's RBIs at 101.5, 93 RBI last year for the third baseman.
Can I ask who's batting behind him? Is that
So far, it sounds like Ozuna's going to lead, is going to start hitting behind him in the cleanup spot to start the year. Now, we might look back at this in August and be like, oh my God, Marcel was hitting cleanup. So, yes, Marcel to start the year will hit, it sounds like, behind Austin.
You know what? That's actually probably a pretty good number. I don't know what's going to be left on base for him with those two in front. Hell, I'll say over, though, just because I want to root for it.
I do too, and I want the 120 RBI season. My inclination is to go a little bit under, but I'm gonna go homer pick on this one for Austin. That Like, I just want him to get the respect that he deserves, not this, like, cursory. You're on the outside of the MVP talk. I will go over that number and just go homer for over the 101.5 for Austin.
Across the diamond, Matt Olson, 103 RBIs last year. The line for this year, 100.5 RBI.
Oh, somebody hadn't been watching spring training. Like, Matt, wasn't it Juan Gonzalez had 100 at the break?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm thinking 100 at the break.
Okay, so he could be on a
140, 145.
Wow. Jesus.
Over.
This team's going to win 150 games this season.
As hot as he is? Over.
A tick under. Just a tick. Not everybody can have 115 RBI. No, just, maybe he doesn't get the RBI production. I don't know. Maybe a lot of solo home runs. A little under.
Okay, so now we're going to combo. We're going to parlay their home run totals. Austin Riley, Matt Olson. Last year, Riley had 38. Olson had 34. We're going to set the line this year for 71.5 home runs for Austin Riley and Matt Olson.
Well, Austin's going over 40.
Yeah.
So he gets the 40 burger this year. Matt will also pitch in with 30-plus. So, again, this is a disappointing number on your part that you're not challenging us a little bit more. I would have set the number probably at 75.5, 76.5. So I will go over your bad number.
Yeah, I was thinking 76. I'll go over that. Yeah, that's kind of an easy one. Like, you're gifting us things.
This team is apparently going to score the most runs in Major League Baseball history.
They're on track to do that.
According to you two.
Trending.
Ozzy and Sean Murphy, we're going to parlay them. Ozzy stolen bases.
Okay.
Plus Sean Murphy runners caught stealing.
Start over.
Ozzy stolen bases.
Okay. Stolen bases.
Plus runners caught stealing by Sean Murphy.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Do we have numbers?
17.
I will give you the numbers.
Okay, what did Murphy have a year ago?
19.
Yes, 17.
Ozzy only had 3 stolen bases in 2022, but in 2021 he had 20.
What is your number?
45.5.
That's your first good number.
The
first.
I was going to guess 41.
Yeah, I'm going to go under that. Let's say Murphy's 17 runners thrown out. Ozzy's 22 bags. Yeah, under.
I went under.
Okay, we're going to go to Ozuna from the Braves. And he's going to, very simple, games played. 98.5 games for Marcel.
I'm the one not in studio. I'm the one who's not supposed to be paying attention.
BJ, I'm sorry about his just blatant disrespect to the job you're doing here. How about that? 98.5 games played for Ozuna from the Braves.
For the Braves?
From the Braves. But he's saying this in a Brave uniform, like as if somebody's going to trade for that guy.
Yeah.
124 games played last year.
He did? He played that many?
Over.
Had you set this number another 10 or 12 games higher, you would have had me on the fence. But because you set it so low, I will go over.
Okay. Let's head over to pitchers. Max Fried, ERA projected at 3.01.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, he threw for 2.48 for an ERA.
Mm-hmm.
So over under Max Fried, ERA 3.01.
What's the thought there?
So here, let me think about this for a second. Because we're all doing the thing where we say the hitters are going to gain an extra. But you're going to gain an extra 15, 20 hits because there's no shift. So that means it's going to have to hit somebody's ERA or somebody's ERAs. In this case, though, that's just too high for maximum Fried. I wrote down 2.74 before BJ said it at 3.01. When you put a 3 in front of Max Fried's ERA, that's insulting to Max Fried, so you go under.
Can I ask, there's not a whole lot been talked about this, but the pitch clock, one of the things that does, when batters are getting out screwing around with their wristbands and gloves and all that, they're also running through that, all right, it's 2-1, this guy does what? Slider. They're not going to have time to do that in-head calculations as much. So there's actually something that brings back from the office. Hell, I'll go under. I'll go under.
Okay, so we're going to have a pitching parlay here.
Okay.
Kyle Wright wins, plus the Cuban Missile, Raisel Iglesias, saves 41.5.
What's his nickname?
The Cuban Missile.
Is that really what?
It's one of those nicknames that he has.
Does he know that?
Wright had 21 wins in 2022. Iglesias only had 17 saves between the Angels and the Braves in 22, but 31 is the full-time closer in 21.
I'm going to go over it. Here's my numbers on this. Kyle wins 13 games because wins are dumb, and trying to project him is stupid. Saves are almost as dumb as wins, but I'm going to do it because he's going to get more opportunities, assuming he comes back in the early parts of the season. So he'll close 33 of his 38 save opportunities, and you go over.
Okay, I'm going over as well. I just like that the first two pieces of evidence were dumb and stupid. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm on board with both of them, but I like the way you back up with dumb and stupid.
I showed my work.
Okay, let's go to Spencer Strider. His K number, 202 last year. We're going to set the line at 206.5 saves for the mustache man.
So the only thing on the line here is health. How many starts did he make, BJ, a year ago?
Spencer Strider starts last year.
It wasn't 30. I know that much.
Probably 20.
Hang on a second.
22, 24 maybe.
Last year he made 20 game starts, 31 appearances. Yes.
Again, we're just doing the health on this.
Over.
Yeah, if he's healthy, that's an easy, achievable number for Strider, and I will not base my number on the injury thing.
You blow past that.
So, yes, I will go over. What'd you say, 206.5?
206.5.
It's a bad number again.
Okay, let's go to Charlie Morton. This was a bad number last year. 28 home runs allowed.
Oh, damn. Over.
Ninth most in all of baseball.
Over.
We're going to set the line
over
a little bit lower this year.
Over.
22.5 for Morton.
It's over.
You know the scenario where he doesn't go over?
Yeah,
you know,
he gets pulled from the rotation.
He
could give up 22.5 at the pace that he's given him up by, you know, August.
I'm going to go under.
So your only hope is he gets pulled from the rotation. You're not saying it because he pitches well.
There's a DeLorean, and it's 2017.
Great Scott.
We're going to have a pitching parlay for you right now. Mike Soroka and Ian Anderson starts. 24.5.
Way under.
Braves or Stripers?
The Major League Club, Chuck.
I want to be wrong on this because I'm rooting like hell, especially for Soroka, but I want Ian to get back. No, I'm going to go under.
I got to go under, too, and that sucks.
One of them might. There's a chance one of them makes 15 starts, but I'm not going to bank on both of them.
Okay, let's go to the team total for the Atlanta Braves. 101 wins last year. The line from Vegas, not for me, 94.5 wins for the Atlanta Braves this year. Over, under, guys.
You're setting it at 94.5. That was
94.5 is the Vegas average.
Oh, yeah, you go over. They're 96, 97. I would never bet on 101 just because there's enough one bad week of stuff that could go wrong. But over 94, yeah, this is a 96, 97.
I'm going to count on the Mets going bright. Stinking Mets. And that's just you. And a couple of teams may not compete. But, yeah, hell yeah, over.
Keep in mind, too, we have the balanced schedule this year. So you're not going to get the 18 or 19 against the Fish. You're not going to get the 18 or 19 against the Marlins, maybe, or against the Washington Nationals. Maybe that changes the math for you. But, that number, it's interesting. Vegas sets a lot of these at 92, 94 because they know once they get to 97 to 100, you're just going to have a bunch of unders.
So this was a controversial line last year. Braves All-Stars, the line was set at 4.5 last year. They had 6, and you guys kind of ridiculed me for it.
Right.
Yeah.
This year, we're going to set the line at 5.5 All-Stars.
Set it at 4.5.
Do Braves. No, I'm going to set it at 5.5.
I think 4.5 is good.
5.5, and I don't care what you say about me.
You do. Behind your back or to your face?
You said 5.5?
5.5.
You go under. It's just
one pitcher and 2 or 3 in the field, so under.
Yeah, Riley could go. Acuna goes.
You forget also, they also take 3 catchers.
Max goes. Maybe one more pitcher. Yeah, you get 4 guys. It's and you had the snit part of it a year ago.
Okay, we'll see.
Told you set it at 4.5, but you didn't listen to me.
We're going to bust these out after the All-Star game.
I got to be honest. I might not miss one of these. These have been very easy, which disappoint me. I like to be challenged.
Famous last words. I need your World Series matchup and your World Series champion.
I've got the Braves playing the Braves in the World Series with the Braves winning. And I mean, the first starters for the Braves will play the backups and the Braves will win.
I'm going Braves Astros again. It's chalk, whatever. They're the two best teams. Braves win.
Oh, you know, we're having a parade again.
Braves win. Braves win.
I'm on a float.
Braves win.
Going down Cobb Parkway. This is happening again. Another ring. I'm getting a ring. Domino's getting a ring. Chuck's getting a ring. Cellini's not getting a ring.
Are you going to give me an AL team, Matt?
If you're going to force me to, like it matters.
There's only, yeah.
I know, the Astros.
Good choices.
There's not much in here. I mean, am I supposed to say the Yankees if it's not the Astros?
You can say Seattle can get hot, maybe.
I'll go Braves, Yankees.
Okay, there is your chunk and turn off baseball ball.
Close it up!
You suck!
There he goes. Boy, BJ was not happy. He was hot.
I thought
a guy who is all about doing his work would put a lot more work into this stuff. It didn't happen. It's okay. We'll see how it works out. We will open that vault at around the 81 game mark midseason to see how we're doing.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hi, I'm Mark Beckham with Atlanta Ramjack. We specialize in only foundation repair. What is foundation repair? Foundations sink or settle. These issues need to be addressed. It only becomes more costly the longer you put it off. What is the biggest cause of foundation problem? Either poor construction, inferior site preparation, or weather. Drought causes cracks in your foundations. If you see any signs of foundation issues, please contact us at atlantaramjack.com.